Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 2, 13 to 22. John chapter 2, the verses 13 to 22. It was nearly time for the Jewish Passover celebration, so Jesus went to Jerusalem. In the temple area, he saw merchants selling cattle, sheep, and doves for sacrifices. He also saw dealers at tables exchanging foreign money. Jesus made a whip from some ropes and chased them all out of the temple. He drove out the sheep and cattle, scattered the money changers' coins over the floor, and turned over their tables. Then going over to the people who sold doves, he told them, "Get these things out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a marketplace." Then his disciples remembered this prophecy from the scriptures, "Passion for God's house will consume me." But the Jewish leaders demanded, "What are you doing? If God gave you authority to do this, show us a miraculous sign to prove it." "All right," Jesus replied, "destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." "What?" they exclaimed. "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you can rebuild it in 3 days?" But when Jesus said this temple, he meant his own body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered he had said this, and they believed both the scriptures and what Jesus had said. My theme for reflection is disruptive devotion, realigning worship in the temple of the heart. Disruptive devotion, realigning worship in the temple of the heart. The dramatic episode of Jesus cleansing the temple in John 2, 13 to 22 challenges us to reevaluate the foundations of our worship. Set during the period of preparations for Passover, this moment not only highlights the tension between mere ritual observance and true spiritual integrity, but also serves as a pivotal confrontation in the Gospels. As Jesus enters the temple, he is met not with a scene of reflective worship, but with the chaos of a commercial marketplace. The temple, designated as a house of prayer, had been repurposed into a hub of trade, more concerned with profit than piety. This transformation of a sacred space into an emporium underscores a deep disconnect between the people's religious actions and their spiritual commitments. Jesus' bold expulsion of the merchants and money changers is not just a physical act of clearing, but a profound call to return to the sacredness of worship, reminiscent of the divine plea in Hosea 6, verse 6, "For steadfast love and not sacrifice." In his confrontation, Jesus delivers a startling message. "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Misunderstood by those fixated on the physical temple, Jesus speaks of his body as the true temple. This shifts the locus of God's presence from a physical structure to the living person of Christ. Here, Jesus invites us to engage with God not through stone and ritual, but through a living, breathing relationship with him. This incident compels us to scrutinize the authenticity of our worship. Are our religious practices truly reflective of our devotion, or have they degenerated into mere routines devoid of genuine spiritual engagement? Jesus' actions prompt us to consider how tradition or convenience might be overshadowing the transformative call of the gospel. His cleansing of the temple is a metaphor for the necessary disruption required to realign our hearts towards true worship. My dear friends, the scene of Jesus cleansing the temple invites us to a deeper understanding of our faith. As Thomas Merton once wrote, the greatest need of our time is to clean out the enormous mass of mental and emotional rubbish that clutters our minds. This speaks directly to the essence of worship as a pure, unadulterated connection with the divine, free from the distractions and commercializations that can cloud our spiritual vision. The act of Jesus driving out the merchants serves as a metaphor for the cleansing of our own hearts. It challenges us to examine what might be cluttering our spiritual lives, be it material pursuits, societal pressures, or rigid adherence to rituals devoid of meaning. The temple, once a place of commerce, symbolizes our hearts, which may become entangled with worldly concerns, requiring a divine intervention to restore them to their intended purpose. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways might your personal or communal worship practices need to be cleansed or realigned to reflect a more genuine devotion to God? Number two, how can you cultivate a daily life that honors Jesus as the true sanctuary, focusing on his presence rather than mere religious formality? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the vivid reminder of your zeal for genuine worship as demonstrated in Jesus' cleansing of the temple. Help us to examine our hearts and our churches to ensure that they truly honor you. Guide us back to the heart of worship where Jesus is at the center, transforming us from inside out. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.